immigrant Delawarean and American by choice. I think that says a lot.
D'Armina Gonzalez recently introduced herself at a gun control rally in northern Delaware. Born in Mexico, Gonzalez has been a corporate and nonprofit executive, and now she's a Democratic nominee for a vacant state House seat. State Senate hopeful Laura Sturgeon is a high school Spanish teacher whose parents are from Argentina. Gonzalez says she knows that she or Sturgeon could become the first Latina to serve in the General Assembly.
It gives an outlet for the Latino community in a different way. So I'm appreciative for the background that I have, because clearly what I am is very much associated to my background, which I'm profoundly proud of. It's not the reason why, but it's a cherry on the cake.
Sturgeon says her candidacy could dispel preconceptions of Latinos.
I think it helps people to learn that Latina is not a race, it's an ethnicity. There are Latinos who are brown, who are black, who are white. What bonds us is that we all speak Spanish, that we all grew up in either Spain or Latin America. We don't fit any stereotype.
Sturgeon faces GOP incumbent Greg Lavelle, while Gonzalez is running against political newcomer Mike Smith. Republicans hold both seats, but Democrats have a slight registration edge in both districts. Megan Wallace runs a PAC that supports pro-choice Democratic women.
We all need to really do what we can to bring a diversity of experiences into our General Assembly so that our laws in our state reflect those experiences.
The Delaware legislature currently has two Latino men, but one is not seeking re-election. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.